It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. At UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game. From sports injuries to joint replacement, they provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. Congratulations are in order. Last week at the annual PGA Tour Champions Tournament meetings, they presented 4 awards. The President's Award went to the Principal Charity Classic. The Sales Award went to the Chubb Classic presented by ServPro. Volunteer of the Year went to Lisa Arvidsson of the Insperity Invitational. And how about this? The Players Award, awarded to Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens. What is the Players Award, you might ask? The Players Award represents the recognition for a tournament that goes above and beyond in the experience they provide to the PGA Tour Champions players. Some of the highlights from Championship Week that the players thought were great were the build-out around the property, top tier, beginning with the entrance and extending to hospitality, fan enhancements around the course, viewing areas for fans were extensive with numerous public bleacher options, and dedicated kids viewing areas, which were needed due to the large crowds on site. Simmons Bank executives, led by Chairman George Makris, serve on the tournament board and help drive the vision for the event, impacting hospitality, sales, and community engagement. The Players Hospitality Committee ensured that the Champions Tour players were well cared for throughout the week, handling everything from registration and transportation to local restaurant recommendations, serving in a concierge role, which elevated the player experience. Player amenities included a Lexus courtesy vehicle, dinner at the Governor's Mansion, a special outing for players' wives. Additionally, both the player and caddy received a winner's trophy, and necklaces were presented to the wives of both the player and the winning caddy, thanks to Sissy's Log Cabin. Also, thanks to Frank Fletcher, complimentary hotels were also provided for all caddies at the Wyndham Hotel in North Little Rock. Pleasant Valley Country Club played a key role in welcoming their players and caddies, offering a brand new clubhouse, first-class locker rooms, excellent food, all complimented by an attentive staff. Players provided tremendous feedback on the quality of the golf course, ranking it as one of the top venues on the PGA Tour Champions. My congratulations go out to everyone associated with the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, including George Makris, Freddie Black, Chris Mays, everyone associated with Pleasant Valley Country Club. And let's don't leave out Michael Arbach, their general manager, and Don Armbrust, their course superintendent. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I sit down with Rhett South, a golfer on the Little Rock golf team. That interview is coming up. Stay with us. UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassiz 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shoregrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Real quick, I want to thank Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, one of our great sponsors of From the Shoregrass. They help allow us to bring you these interviews each week. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you go to their website, bphotels.com, and find one of their great properties. You'll be glad you did. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Rhett South is a redshirt sophomore on the Little Rock golf team. He hails from Fayetteville, Arkansas, played his high school golf at Farmington, which is right there near Fayetteville, and he has helped the Little Rock golf team be one of the most dominant teams in the Ohio Valley Conference and also one of the most dominant teams in the state of Arkansas. Right now, the Little Rock golf team is the highest-ranked golf team in the state. On the tee, Rhett South.
Rhett, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shoregrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club and really fell in love with the game?
I do. I think it was probably junior league golf at Fayetteville Country Club with Bill Agler.
What a legend.
Yeah. So my parents live at Fayetteville Country Club. And so I knew Bill, and I was always a baseball player, like, when I was younger, so I didn't really play tournaments or anything, and Bill convinced my parents to get me to play on the junior league team for a summer. So he kind of, first time I hit balls, he was sitting there watching me. So
I guess it went pretty well.
Yeah, it was all right. He kind of watched me for like 30 minutes or so, and then I think the next day was my first scramble tournament. I think I was 10 or 11, and then I started showing up late to baseball games because I was playing golf. So that's just kind of how that worked out.
Baseball coach get upset with you?
Well, my dad was one of the assistants, so he was showing up late too. So yeah. We did that for like a couple more years and then called it quits with baseball.
Yeah, and then you played golf in high school and then started playing a little more competitively throughout the end of your, I guess, your junior career, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say played good golf until probably my sophomore summer of high school. I kind of started taking it more seriously, started working with my swing coach more, and that was the first summer I won an event. I won the ASGA Junior Match Play that summer. That was like my first win, and then after that, I was like, all right, well, we can do something with it, and kind of went from there.
What do you remember about that match play event?
It was kind of awesome. I mean, I hadn't played a ton of events. I was kind of the kid in the ASGA who played like three or four events a summer. I kind of just hung out and played when I could. And I'd been playing pretty good that summer. I'd gotten second in every single tournament I played. And then I showed up to the match play and the qualifying round, I birdied like the last four holes to shoot 75 and was like, well, all right, well, kind of worked out the way it did. And then I ended up playing really good. I don't think I played past hole 14 until the final match. So maybe one. I played Jacob Knowlton. We took it to 16 holes one day.
Okay.
And, but other than that, honestly, it was just kind of, it was kind of easy. It just felt easy. It was just my week.
Do you like match play?
I do. I've obviously everybody plays it with their buddies a lot. So I kind of got used to it. And then after that week, obviously I felt super confident playing match play.
Yeah. Of course. And then you've also won a state junior amateur as well?
I have. That I did that my my senior year, that summer right before I came to school. I'd gotten runner up the two previous years in a row, so it was kind of, I was like, all right, well, either going to win this year, or it's all for nothing. So I ended up winning in a playoff, so that was awesome.
Explain to me how your parents lived right off of Fayetteville Country Club.
They do.
But you went to Farmington High School.
I did. So my dad actually is the physical therapist for the Fayetteville School District. So the way it worked out, my big brother is a track athlete, and he was also a football player. And at Fayetteville, it's a little harder to do two sports at once. So they moved him to Farmington to play football, and then he ended up doing track, and he actually just graduated. He was a pole vaulter at Arkansas State for 4 years. So then he moved out there, so we just did school choice and moved out there because my dad worked for the school district, so it was just kind of easier, so his life wouldn't intertwine with ours, really.
Well, I guess it kind of worked out in the long run, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Farmington was awesome. I loved it. I mean,
yeah, Farmington playing in the state championship game, first time in a long time.
Yeah, it was nice to see him there, to see what Tommy Tice has done with the program. I worked at a farm this summer, and his brother lived next door to the farm, so I kind of met some of the Tice family, but it was awesome to see them make that run in the playoffs this year. That was awesome to see.
When it came time for you to decide where to go to college, who all was after you?
So I kind of made an early decision in my junior golf career that I didn't really want to leave Arkansas. I'm pretty close to my family, and I just kind of made the decision that I didn't really want to leave. My parents live in Morrilton, Arkansas, and so it was either Arkansas, Arkansas Tech, UCA, Arkansas State, or Little Rock. And honestly, Arkansas State and Arkansas just didn't really never. I wanted to go to Arkansas State originally because my big brother went there, and then obviously Arkansas didn't work out. At the time, I definitely was not good enough. Looking back now, I'm like, I've improved so much over the years. And then it kind of worked out. Coach Harrington, who was here at the time, he's awesome. And he gave me the chance. And I think I had 9 or 10 people call him, basically begging for him to give me a spot on the team. And he did. So I got super fortunate to kind of have that support system to help me get a spot.
Kind of weird, though, that here you are wanting to go and follow in your big brother's footsteps to Arkansas State, and now you are in college and at one of their biggest rivals in Little Rock.
Yeah, whenever I made the decision to come to Little Rock, it was kind of funny because my parents, you know, they were kind of torn because both of my parents went to UCA.
Okay.
So they were kind of torn. They didn't really know what to do or who to root for, so it was kind of cool. And ended up working out, and now he's a Little Rock supporter now that he's graduated, so it's pretty fun.
Jake Harrington, he obviously was the head coach when you got here, but then he leaves to go to New Mexico, and Austin Oaf is now the head coach of the Trojans. Tell me a little bit about Coach Oaf and what he's like.
Yeah, so obviously Coach Harrington was awesome. I actually got redshirted my freshman year, so whenever Coach Oaf came, basically it wasn't a huge change for me because I had never played under a coach before. But Coach Oaf really brought this culture with him that you kind of had to buy into. And last year, some of the struggles the team had were definitely in part of people were having a hard time buying into that culture. And I think that's part of the reason I played so good last year was it was new for me. I'd never played, so it was just automatic. I bought in and played. So he's been great. He's big on practice and just really being specific in what you're working on and what you want and really setting goals for yourself that are attainable and achievable.
Have you looked at his pedigree, where he's been and who he's coached under and where he played and his junior career in the state and his amateur career in the state?
Yeah. I mean, being from the state of Arkansas, it's pretty cool to have him and kind of be under his leadership because he's shown me a lot of like what I aspire to be as an amateur golfer in the state of Arkansas and kind of like what I've already achieved that he's also achieved. So it kind of gives me a baseline for, okay, well, I'm good, but to be really good, I got to achieve these goals and win these tournaments and stuff.
Does he play with you guys a lot?
He plays a lot. And he beats us a lot. So It's fun. He, it's hard to listen to your coach sometimes, but I think it really sets the standard. You're like, all right, well, I mean, coach is good, but you still should never be losing to your coach. And he definitely loves giving us crap whenever he beats us. So,
growing up, when did you start taking lessons, or did you take lessons, or was it kind of the fact that you were a baseball player, you kind of stuck with that swing, or when did you start working on your swing in golf?
Yeah, so I would, I actually kind of just did my own thing, and Bill Agler would give me swing tips here and there. And then whenever I was in eighth grade, so I was around 14, I started taking maybe one lesson from Scott Gardner once every two or three months. We would just hit balls for a couple hours, and I would call him every single day after I played a round of golf. So I learned more from those phone calls than I did from the actual lessons we had on the range. And that's carried on. I call him after every competitive round of golf I play.
When you looked at the programs, and obviously Arkansas State, Arkansas, Arkansas Tech, UCA, Little Rock. I mean, Little Rock, you got some great golf courses that you get to go practice on, don't you?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I growing up in Fayetteville, I've played a lot of good courses, but then you come down to Central Arkansas and it's just completely different. It's like every single course you play, it has a unique layout, especially the country clubs around here. And then we're just so fortunate to be able to have that access from the membership, and it's been awesome.
What's it like when you go out to a club, let's say Country Club of Little Rock, Chenal, Maumelle, PV, and you see the members? They like seeing you guys out there, don't they?
Yeah, they love seeing it. They love talking to us, and they love asking our progress. Sometimes, especially at Country Club of Little Rock, we'll usually have a guy or two kind of follow us for a few holes in their golf cart, and they love to watch us play and watch us hit the ball, and it's something that we love to kind of have people follow us and support us.
You guys have had a pretty good fall, I would say.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been different. You know, last year it was a struggle, so I think a lot of us came back, and I'm still upset about the way last year started and ended, really. And so I haven't played as good this year, but the way the teams worked out, I've still been able to contribute, and the team's in a better spot.
Rhett, how disappointing was it to lose that match play round and not advance to the championship?
Yeah, it was disappointing, but I tried to take it as a learning moment that I could learn from. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we put ourselves in a position to win or lose again, and we learned from our mistake last year and we get the job done. So,
knowing the history of the Little Rock Trojans program and what Coach Harrington was able to do, obviously the goal is to get back to an NCAA championship and potentially make it to the final stage of that NCAA championship, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so whenever I committed the team, that was the Christmas right before the team qualified for their first national or NCAA national appearance. So it's been cool to see the team and how it's gotten better and the talent's gotten better. And I would say our goal overall is to not just make it to a regional. That's kind of the standard now. So that our goal is to make it to nationals every single year. And that's something that we just need to be, aspire for and continue to get better.
You had a low round of 65 out at the Maui Gym Invitational. What was that like, that round like? Do you remember it?
Yeah, that was my second college round ever. So it was kind of, I think then, because it was my first college tournament, I just showed up and was thinking, let's play and see what happens. And the first round, I hold a 15-footer for par to shoot one under. And so after shooting under par my first college round, I was like, all right, man, this is going to be easy. And then the second round, I went out. And I was playing with a guy from SMU, I forgot his name, but he had shot 6 under the first round. And we just started rattling off birdies. We were both bogey-free for a long time. And we were just kind of feeding off each other, and it was a lot of fun. And Coach walked up to me on a tee box, and I just kind of waved him off. And that hole I chipped in, so it kind of worked out the way it did.
What was his reaction when you waved him off?
He said, all right. He said, sounds good. Keep after it. He walked back and started helping some of the other guys. So it was it was funny that, you know, I had known him for that long. It's probably, I think I had known him for 2.5, 3 weeks, maybe. And, but after that moment, he kind of gave me a little bit more rein out there.
Yeah. Because you knew where you were, you knew you were in the zone. And of course he can look at live scoring and kind of tell that you were doing well. So when you waved him off, okay, he kind of knew that, all right, I don't need to mess with South. He's got it.
Yeah. Well, I actually ended the round pretty frustrated because I was 8 under with 2 to play. And in my head, I was the 17th hole out there is a par 5. That's very reachable. And I hit it in the fairway bunker, and I got there, and for some reason I was trying to force a birdie and end up making a bogey, and it worked out. I mean, I still shot 6 under, so I couldn't be too upset, but it kind of set the standard for what I wanted and expected for the rest of that year and for this year, really.
When you look at the schedule that Coach Oaf is able to put together for you guys to play to prepare you for obviously the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, and then hopefully get you into the NCAAs. When you see the places that you get to go and the competition that you get to go up against, is that something that just ignites something inside of you that it's like, oh, wow, yeah, let's go?
Yeah, I think it fires a lot of us up. I mean, it's hard. The courses we play are really hard, and but we're playing against the best competition in the country, and I think that gets us all fired up to play our best golf because we want – Me especially, being from Arkansas, we want Little Rock to be on the map and be known as a household name in the college golf when you bring up that topic.
Well, you won your home tournament this October at Chenal Country Club, did the Little Rock Trojans, and right now you are the highest-ranked collegiate golf team in the state. That has to be something that you guys like to toot your horn about, right?
Yeah, you know, we toot it for sure right now, but we also know that come springtime, it's going to be guns blazing, and everyone's going to be fighting for that top spot. And also at the same time, the top spot's there, but we're trying to do the best we can to make it to nationals, and that's really what matters.
When your collegiate career is over, what are your plans? Have you looked towards the future?
Yeah, so as of right now, my plan is to turn pro, but it will depend a lot on the next couple years and how they go. I've never lived or died by, oh, I'm playing professional golf or I'm not doing anything. I've had a few buddies of mine that were a big support system for me have passed away in the last couple years. So it's been it kind of opened your eyes to what the real world is. And so I don't know. It just kind of depends on if the stars align. I would love to, and it's definitely a dream and aspiration of mine. But we'll see.
If this guy is playing golf on television, you're going to stop and watch. Who is it?
Probably Tommy Fleetwood.
Why?
Just the way he carries himself and the way that he goes about hitting different shape shots and the way he goes about his routines. It's fun to watch, and I enjoy learning from it, especially when watching on TV.
That's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
I would have thought you might have would have said Xander Schauffele or Scottie Scheffler.
Will Zalatoris would be a good second option. That's what he's okay. My second.
Well, but you and Zalatoris kind of have the same body frame.
Yeah, everyone at my home course, they always make jokes and call me Little Zally. So it's kind of like a running joke around my home course. But
Little Zally?
But he's definitely 3 to 4 inches taller than me.
So. I mean, you got to wear that with a badge of honor, though, right?
Yeah. It's, we do. I've seen some of his, I've seen him play, and I watched him at the PGA Championship in Tulsa, and we have similar characteristics and stuff. And it was fun to watch him, but he putts with a long putter, and I do not. So,
did you get to see much of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens out at Pleasant Valley?
So I volunteered on the range one day, which I actually enjoyed more. I enjoy watching people on the range more than I do playing because I can kind of see the way that what they're trying to do. And I kind of, just from playing golf or so on, I can kind of know how a player is going to play a course with what shots they're hitting on the range. So I was out there and I watched Darren Clark, Ken Duke on all those guys hit balls, and it was cool to watch them. But a lot of them hit fades. I was surprised. A lot of them hit fades.
Not many draws, huh?
I didn't see many, and but it was really cool to watch them. You know, just a bunch of names that you've heard forever. I mean, me being young, they were older whenever I kind of got into golf. So it was, you're hearing about the history of the game and stuff as you grow up, and then actually seeing them was pretty cool.
Did you have much interaction with any of them?
I did not, because I was on the range, but some of my teammates had more interactions later in the week because we left for a tournament later right. that week. Yeah. So
when you look towards the future, and let's say you do turn pro, is there any one tournament that you really want to play in?
Yeah, I mean, I would say everybody aspires to play the Masters. That's from America, probably. Kind of all my English teammates want to play the Open one day. So I would say, obviously, I would aspire to play the Masters, but any PGA Tour-sanctioned event would be pretty sweet. So
it would be awesome. All right, best golf course you've ever played?
The Aleutian Club would be number one, and then Whisper Rock would be number two.
Whisper Rock?
Mm-hmm. Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, so I played that the day before my first collegiate event, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. All right, Rhett, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
I would say myself, Fisher Phillips, Tiger Woods, and Scott Gardner.
So you're going to take your old teacher.
I'm taking the teacher and roommate and then the GOAT.
And go play with Tiger.
Yeah, 100%.
Why is he the GOAT?
I mean, I didn't – obviously, I grew up after the Jack Nicklaus era, but, I mean, just the domination of the game he had and how much he grew the game, I would say that's why he's the GOAT. That's why Michael Jordan's the GOAT, too. Hot take.
Yeah, true. You buy any of the Sunday Red?
I have not. I try to get the Little Rock stuff that Coach gives me for free. But the Sunday Red stuff looks cool.
It does look pretty nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It looks really nice. Well, best of luck this spring. I know you guys have a lot on your plate. I know you've got some tough tournaments coming up. And I know that you guys have a bitter taste in your mouth from what happened at the OVC Championships last year. You guys want to win that this year.
Yeah, we're excited. A lot of freshmen that weren't on the team last year when that happened, so that'll be good for the middle games. And yeah, we're excited. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Rhett. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. That will just about do it for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The Little Rock men's golf team, they start their spring schedule in February at the Prestige at La Quinta, California. They will also play in the Oregon Duck Invitational in Eugene in March and the Godwin out in Palo Alto, California at Stanford. That is also in March. They start off April at the Hawkeye Invitational in Iowa City, Iowa, all before the Ohio Valley Conference Championship in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, at the end of April to try and make it back to the NCAA Championships. Good luck to them. Hey, remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.